Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A Florida school choice tax credit has now survived a legal challenge. This is good news for Florida, and I think it's timely for what is taking place in Washington, D.C., with Betsy DeVos, who is the nominee to head up the Department of Education and is a strong school choice advocate. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communication for Liberty Counsel. Well, there was a lawsuit in Florida to a law that was passed that is called the Florida Tax Credit Scholarship Program. And this particular program allows businesses and others to actually get a tax credit from their income tax or from their sales tax that they would do, because Florida doesn't have an income tax, but for intangible taxes and other kinds of things like that, for example, to get a tax credit for money that they contribute to this program. And that goes to school choice options. Right now, we have about 98,000 eligible children of low-income families and more than 1,600 private schools in Florida that are benefiting from this program. But as you can imagine, there was a lawsuit. You know the players. We'll mention them in a few minutes. But the good news is the court has now dismissed that lawsuit, and the law can continue to remain in effect.
The National Education Association and the typical government school advocates are up in arms over this because this disrupts and upsets their monopoly, typically the left's monopoly, because the NEA, the largest membership of any union in the United States, is a radical leftist organization. So they don't want any competition. They don't want the money to follow the child and to open up options where young African Americans and young Hispanics and people in inner cities have the option to go and improve their education and to move elsewhere outside of a failing school. They don't like the idea of supply and demand. They don't like the competition because the failing schools will ultimately fail and be done away with. And they know, they recognize that those who have control over the minds of children control the future. So that's why you see such pushback against school choice. You know, they're pro-choice on everything, on a lot of things, but they're certainly not pro-choice when it comes to the right of a young black child in a failing school to get a good education.
You know, guys, it's amazing. This Florida program currently awards scholarships to almost 98,000 eligible children of low-income families in more than 1,600 private schools. So those families who couldn't normally afford to send to a child to a private school or a Christian school are allowed to do that. You know, instead of the public schools seeing the competition and being threatened by that, it's a healthy thing, because if I have a store down the street and Matt, you have another store, it's not something that should be threatening, but it causes us to do better.
Yeah, it causes us to look at what we're doing, the product that we're selling, the price that we're selling it for,
right,
the quality of customer service. And if we don't match up, we're going to lose business.
Exactly.
So we have to constantly be ahead of the game. Why not have education in the same situation?
You have F school, they need to be increased.
And what we do with F schools, you know, we just allow them to be F schools. And so here you have a young boy or young girl. They're living in a particular district. They didn't choose to live there. That's where they are. That's where their parents live. That's where they are. And so they happen to reside in a location that has a terrible education.
Right.
So what is going to happen to that young boy or young girl? They're going to go to this school that's failing, that can't teach anything, and they're going to then be hobbled with that terrible education for the rest of their lives.
Exactly.
Why not give them a real option, a real choice, and let parents have some control over the future of their children? They know best, not government. And if that school doesn't provide the needs for that child, then let them have an option so that they can choose a school that meets their child's need. That's what this tax credit does, and it's benefiting nearly 100,000 children in 1,600 private schools who are getting a great education. And yet you had the NAACP, Americans United for Separation of Church and State, and all the educational organizations, the national and the Florida, all opposed it. The good thing is they were rejected by the courts.
Yeah, this is a win-win. Mm-hmm. The children walk away as winners with this, with more options, with a better education. And even the government schools, the public schools, are the winners out of this, because competition engenders accountability. Accountability engenders a response. When you're accountable for failure, you either fail ultimately, or you correct yourself, you change your course. So competition engenders excellence. So this will improve education for young people individually, and it will improve education in the public schools collectively. And so this is a win-win, but it's the idea of losing the control of the minds of the children, of the monopoly that they have to indoctrinate children into progressive policies that you get these groups like the NAACP and Americans United for Separation and Right Wing Watch Groups organization. They're all opposed to it because they don't want to lose their monopoly on the minds of children.
Yeah, but in this lawsuit, they could not provide evidence that this program harms public schools. So it's out the window.
Yeah, and that's their narrative. Oh, it's going to harm public schools.
There's no way.
You know, the fact is, if you have competition, it actually protects the educational system.
Right.
If you put somebody in an athletic competition and they don't have any competition, that they're going to win anyway because mm-hmm. they get all the funding, they get the first place trophy, then why do they need to go work out? They'll just be, falling behind the times. We need an educational system because we are not leading the world in our education. We need an educational system that works. Betsy DeVos is the nominee for Secretary of the Department of Education. And she has voiced strong support, has been a strong advocate for public school alternatives. And she said that parents no longer believe that one-size-fits-all model of learning fits the needs of every child. That's what she said. She also said that she would be a strong advocate for great public schools, but then said that she supports the parents' rights to enroll their children in a high-quality alternative if a school is troubled or unsafe or not a good fit for a child. How can you argue against that?
Right.
But there are people that are trying to oppose her because she is in favor of school choice. I think it's time to break the educational bureaucracy. You know, the question is, why you even have a Department of Education? It didn't exist until Jimmy Carter in the 1970s, and then you created that bloated bureaucracy. And what does it do? It doesn't do anything that benefits our local public schools. It's just a bureaucratic machine. It's time to bring some real reform to the federal Department of Education, if not to, frankly, abolish it. But it's time to at least provide school choice options to every parent, every child in the country.
It's time to educate the Department of Education, folks.
Yeah. Well, the U.S. Department of Education has been a catastrophic failure. Their answer to everything is to throw billions and billions of taxpayer dollars at the problem. Well, that's just enriching people. That doesn't help children. That doesn't, when there is local control over education, people have a vested interest in those in their own community and in creating a curriculum that fits for that community, that reflects the values of those in that community and so forth. And when you have a one size fits all approach, which the left loves and that the Department of Education fosters, it's not going to work. You're putting a square peg in a round hole on far too many occasions, and it has been a catastrophic failure since the Jimmy Carter administration.
Right, and we want to encourage children to excel and to exceed in all areas of life and to be able to provide a quality education for them. And so this gives them the opportunity to do that no matter where they come from and what their income their family has.
And, you can have a school that is failing and it just continues to get more money to continue to fail.
Right.
And the more that it fails and more it gets more money, the more it's going to fail. And again, looking at it from the child's standpoint and the parent's standpoint, that child, that young man or young woman, that young boy or young girl, and the parents, they have a right to be able to provide the best options and opportunities for their children. You always want to provide something even better for your children than what you had when you were growing up. And yet when you happen to live in a particular area that is in a district that you have to attend, and it is a failing system, it's like putting poison in your child's mind every day. That's why the left doesn't want to have school choice, because they know they've had a monopoly and they've been able to poison the minds of young boys and girls to their ideology. Well, I think that day is coming to an end. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. Join us with our efforts to stand behind Betsy DeVos and many others that are standing for these kinds of principles of school choice. For more information, visit lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.